Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
the one. Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, so we'll have Amanda joining us here in just a second. And if you want to be a part of the show today, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So let's go ahead and bring Amanda in right now. Amanda, welcome in.
Hello.
Oh, that's you. Welcome in.
Yeah, I'm having some internet connection issues, so hopefully I don't get cut off again.
That applause was for you, not for the poor internet service.
Well, I was taking it for myself because I'm so glad I could connect again. We'll see. I tried to find a good place on my property. Hopefully this works.
Okay. So what have you been working on?
Let's see. I have been doing a lot of building of websites and advertisement lately. So I've been doing a lot of self-advertising.
Okay.
It's a lot of work, you know how it is when you're building a website. You're trying to keep on top of things for your followers. It can be a full-time job by itself on top of your other full-time job.
Well, yeah, you'll never, for the show, I spend more time advertising the show than actually doing the show.
Yes, that's a great way to look at it. You spend more time advertising than actually doing. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, something I've learned is it's just not cheap. It's not cheap to do advertising. I mean, I see why people get sponsors. It does help to ease that financial side of things. But in my situation, I'm not a 501c, and so I don't necessarily have sponsors. In fact, I pay more than I would ever receive.
Yeah, it took me 7 years, and now I finally have more money coming in than what I spend out for Barefoot is Legal. I wouldn't for Freedomizer, we're slightly better than break even, which is fine.
Yeah, that's good. Slightly better than break even. I'd go for that. Getting out of debt completely would be a lovely place to be. We're almost done paying off our car. We have one more payment. Hallelujah. And we're done paying off our car. So that's nice. And then, but, you know, when you have a business, it's a constant turnover with overhead and also, like, supplies and then mileage, just gas. Yes, I can actually claim some mileage for certain things, but, you know, it's just the way gas prices are, and you understand, it can be a burden. I love what I do, don't get me wrong, I love my business, but, you know, there's a reason I have to have another job on top of what I do. It's okay, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, well, the other alternative is to do nothing and not have your outside ventures, and then for me, I feel like I have no self-worth if I don't have something going on.
Yes, 100%. I totally agree with that. And I know we talked about this a little bit last Wednesday, just that there's always some sort of side gig, something that you're doing on the side, which for me, my side gig's always been what I want to focus on, but it hasn't created the revenue that I need to just go with that 100%. So that's the reason I teach yoga all these different places and teach kindergarten and then see my clients. So, yeah. Anyway, it's all good. I'm I'm going to just ride the wave, and here we are. I don't know. I feel like, too, that the current economy, everything's stacked against the small business owner, or at least it's becoming more so that way. And
yeah.
It just definitely, it takes the wind out of your sails for a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm just lucky that at least I'm able to make money for the nonprofit, but it's not my money, so I can't. I could spend it for advertising and for supplies, and I could do trade shows and stuff like that, but the money isn't mine to pay my bills with.
Right. That doesn't stop some people. They're 501c, they'll just take the money from it and buy themselves a nice house and a car. Not you, though.
I'm not Black Lives Matter, so I can't do that.
You're what? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm not part of Black Lives Matter, so I can't. I don't have that luxury.
Oh, good. You knew exactly what I was referring to. But at least, you know,
yeah,
they're calling them out now. Yeah. They're being called out now, which is great. Even those who were touting how wonderful they were at one time are now scrutinizing, and that's great, finally. So.
Well, it's not like they're needed for an election, so therefore they can be hung out to dry.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's all about illegals. It's not about Black people.
And
that's
was
the thing
it you that was
with the liberal Democrats is that they call conservative Blacks tokens, but that's what they look for Black people altogether as tokens. It's they only care about Black people on primary day and election day. Other than that, they don't care. That's why Chicago, every single weekend you'll see a good weekend is 40 people dead, and a bad weekend is 60 to 70 or more dead. And they're not doing a thing to stop it. And why should they? Because as long as they keep getting the Democrat votes, they don't care.
Right.
Chicago's never
going
to go Republican. It doesn't matter if 10,000 people a weekend die. They're not going to vote for change. They're going to vote for exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. And was it you that was telling me that good old Lightfoot there in Denver was pretty upset
Chicago?
That the Florida, Chicago, yes, sorry, Denver, Chicago, that they were shipping busing the border folk over to there, and so that was not fun because, you know, that's not what she wanted.
Well, no, but if it was the mayor of Washington, D.C. shipping illegals to Chicago, then that would be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if they have all those people dying every weekend, then at least they have new houses for these migrants.
Uh-huh. Dang, that's really true, and that's quite brutal to think about. Quite brutal.
Well, it's the truth.
Yep, it sure is. And like you said, they're a token and a commodity as well. I mean, honestly, you just look at them as when you need them for voting, and then after that, they are throwaway commodities. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, so Lori Lightfoot and Eric Adams and Ms. Bowser in D.C., they all should be happy that they're getting more Democrat voters.
Right. But they're not happy. Like you said, maybe it's because it's coming from Florida and was it Arizona as well?
And Texas,
yeah. Can't have that. You know, got to keep it in the border towns, I suppose. Border states. But at this point, I see the writing on the wall. It's never been easy to be a small business owner. I've been a small business owner pretty much my whole entire adult life. I started at 19 with this. I had a daycare business, and then I went into house cleaning, and I still do my house cleaning business. And then I started the holistic health, and I've been doing that for a while. And it can be expensive. You have the things like your business license and all the little things you have to do to get your EIN number through the government. And of course, if you're earning enough, then you have to know exactly how to file your taxes. And I am no accountant. I have never claimed to be great at math. So this kind of stuff.
I'm going to give a piece of advice now with all these extra IRS agents. Make sure you have a tax professional doing your stuff from now on. As much
Amen.
As I've done my taxes before, but I'm not going to again, because I want the agents to go to somebody else.
Yes, thank you. That I was going to go that direction, because I've always been a little bit leery of trying to do my own taxes, because what if I mess up? That I'm held liable, and so I end up having to hire someone.
Well, you can have 25 IRS agents, Amanda. You can have 25 IRS agents do your taxes, and you could get 25 different answers.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. And you have to end up hiring someone who stays on top of the ever-changing guidelines and rules and regulations and even the tax breaks, because, I mean, they're very few anymore. There was one time that I was looking at paying the fine for Obamacare, and luckily I had a really great accountant who was able to find the loopholes for me, so I didn't have to, because I haven't had health insurance for, I don't know, long time. I don't do
you
that.
Know,
I mean, why would I pay into
believe
that?
Through the best place as a business owner, and I need to, I've been wanting to make the call, but since I've been working, and I don't get off in time to call them, but Sam's Club and Costco offer health insurance.
Really? Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, if you have a business license, yes, you can get insurance.
Yeah, that's good to know. Well, yes,
The plan I'm getting seems to be a little bit better than what my work was offering, and it's about 40% of the off of the price, so it's about 60. Like, my job, if I was to pay, would be about $550 a month, whereas slightly better coverage would be about $265 a month through Sam's Club.
Oh, yeah. Wow, what a difference. My goodness. Huh. Yeah, see, the last time I had
Not that I'm
coverage,
a fan of the China Mart Corporation, but at the same time, I gotta look after mine.
Yes, I understand. And thankfully, I don't have to worry about my children. They're all adults, and they do their own thing. But, you know, the last time I had coverage was through my husband's job, and the only thing I ever used was a dental, because then I was getting my amalgams removed, and our coverage was good for getting the old mercury out of my mouth. Yes, I still paid a fortune for it. My out-of-pocket was still substantial, but they at least covered a chunk of it, because my amalgams are so old. I've had them since childhood, and they're such bad shape that the dentist was happy to call that a necessity to have them removed. And this biological dentist does it correctly. They made sure to, you know, they wear the hazmat suits, and they have all the equipment that draws the mercury away, and it's a really big deal. And I had 4 amalgams removed at one time. I could barely move my jaw for days because my mouth was propped open for hours, but it was worth it. I have 2 more that need to come out, and so I don't know. Maybe it would be worth checking into something, what you're doing, just enough to get the rest of my teeth done. I would like to do that.
And I'll be honest, I did not look at dental or for eyeglasses and stuff like that. I just looked at the medical.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it is harder to find a biological dentist that is covered in typical insurance, but I would be interested just getting that insurance long enough, whatever whatever the little minimum time frame is, long enough to get my teeth finished up. I've already lost one tooth, thanks to an old broken down amalgam that a dentist did pretty badly and killed my tooth. And instead of having a root canal, I just have to pull the tooth completely. And I don't want to have to go through that again. I don't want to lose more of my teeth. So I'd like to not do that again. But yeah, I'll have to check into that, see what they have as far as dental goes, or I don't know. My husband just started a new job, and I didn't even ask what if they offer things for spouses. I guess I could ask about that.
Well,
anyway.
My wife is a teacher, so her insurance is basically free. But if she adds people to it, it gets quite costly.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and I'm a teacher, but I don't teach through government schools. I'm a private school teacher, so I have no benefits as a private school teacher. No, it's nothing. There's no paid time off. There's no sick pay. There's definitely no health benefits, which is fine because, honestly, like I said, I can't tell you the last time I used any of that except for the dental, and that was.
They don't even give you sick days.
Ago.
Wow, that's crazy. No? I don't know any jobs anymore that are considered full time that don't offer sick days.
Yep, this is totally, like I said, it's private. Whereas we don't have to fall under any of the general guidelines as far as government schools do. And that has its bonuses, but it also, you know, things like that. There's no sick days and no paid vacations, none of that. But that's okay. I mean, to me, it's a trade-off. I don't mind being allowed to be free of common core standards, so you'd be able to just decide to how to budget, so when it comes time for taking a day off, which I've never done, I'm never sick, so I don't take days off. But I think this year coming around, I have a lot of different classes I've got scheduled, and I've got some retreats I'm doing. So I may end up taking some days off for that, but I just budget it so that I know.
Okay.
Anyway, it's all good. I'm really not complaining about that. I'll never go back to public school ever. So I just take what I can get. And, yeah, so here we are at this stage where, you know, the government or, you know, not even just the government, but just the way that society is now, it's more rough to have a small business. And 2020 really did a number on my business as well as many other small businesses that I'm aware of. It was really brutal. And I lost a very lucrative contract thanks to not playing any of the scamdemic game and not allowing myself to be labeled non-essential. And because I wouldn't do that, I was forced out of my contract, which, you know, I was like, well, that's fine because I'm not going to go. I worked at an addiction recovery clinic. I'm not going to go into the kitchen and teach nutrition and help and herbalism to these patients at the same time wearing a scam on my face and staying 6 feet away and wearing gloves and all the dumb crap they were doing. I didn't do one thing of it, not one. In fact, I taught, and that's probably what really was my undoing. I did teach a class to those patients on health care and what you can do for yourself and how to avoid having to go to the medical facility. And that might have been my undoing. I guess I'll never know.
Yeah, well, I gave up my day job of 15 years because I didn't want to get a gene therapy and wear scams.
That's right. That's right. And now
every
you've got
time
something
you left
do.
The building, so after lunch, if you went to your car to get something out of your car and go back in, as long as you left the building and came back in, you'd have to get a new temperature check.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I remember that. Oh, my gosh. I remember a lot of places doing that. ridiculous. So stupid. I was in the process of going through school to be a doula, and I had my first client, who was a really good friend of mine, and right when they started doing all of that, taking your temperature, having to sit apart, they had the chairs, like every other chair was roped off so you couldn't sit in it, and I met her at her clinic as her doula, because doulas will come and, you know, do your, just be your the one who helps answer or ask the right questions and take notes and help that patient know what to do for the upcoming birth. And it was right after all that started, and I refused. I came in, and the guy was at the door, and he's telling me he's going to take my temperature, and I have to wear a mask and all this. And I said, no. I said, absolutely not. And he had to call his superior, and the superior mm-hmm. told him that I was allowed to say no. And this was a medical facility, and I was the only one in that whole building without having the temperature and no gloves and no scans, and the only one. Even my friend, patient, was wearing the mask. So it was pretty interesting. And after that, they wouldn't allow anybody but family come in to any of those need or any of those appointments. And when it came time for her birth, I was barred from the birthing clinic.
Yeah, of course.
So, yes. And so, I mean, she was a trooper. She did it without it. Oh, I'm sure. I am absolutely sure of it. My friend was not excited that I couldn't come in, but her husband did a great job. It worked out. Now everything's fine. But at the time, I was pretty annoyed because I had just gone through a bunch of training and was getting ready to add that to my repertory, and that just ended it for me. I wasn't about to go through any of that because doulas can actually be asked to come into a hospital, birthing clinic, any type of medical facility like that. And we've got this client, your client, who wants you to come in and assist them with the birth. You're kind of obligated, right? And so that would have been a no from me. I would have had to mm-hmm. say, sorry, I'm not coming in. And who knows what's going to happen now. I mean, here in St. George, Utah, we don't have as many masks going on, but the medical facilities are still pretty, they're still pretty staunch on that, from what I understand.
Yeah, 7 months after every state just gave up their scams, all in unison, they're still pimping them out. Never mind that the studies show that they do nothing, and the titanium dioxide it leads to respiratory failure. They don't care. It looks good.
Yes, it is about looks. Absolutely. I had a friend telling me the other day that everybody was going into a dispensary, and one guy came through and took his hat off of his head and put it over his face, and they let him in. This was back in the height of all the crazy. All he wanted to do was go in the dispensary. This guy put his hat over his face, and they let him in and let him buy his stuff with his hat. I'm just like, that is all what everybody can tell. You're full of it. This is ridiculous. None of it was
you have dispensaries in St. George? I didn't know that.
What's that? Say that again?
I didn't know that there was dispensaries in St. George. Not that I use that stuff.
Oh. Yes, no, there isn't. This was in Colorado. So it was during the height of everything. A friend from Utah went to a dispensary and said it was pretty ridiculous. He couldn't get in because he wouldn't put it over his face. But he watched this guy be allowed in because he put his hat over his mouth. And that was fine, obviously. It was just about appearances because it looks like you're complying. And he wasn't allowed in. They went to, I think he told me, they went to like six different dispensaries. And all of them were very, very staunch about it. So.
No, and they took it serious. Like, I want to share this with you. I went to a breakfast buffet on Monday. And there was this guy that had a beard past his belt buckle, and he was double scammed. And whenever the waiter would come around, he would put his scam on and said, "Sorry, I didn't have my scam on. Now I can talk to you."
Oh my goodness!
it was like he's in the middle of eating something sloppy, did not wipe his face. The waiter or busboy might have asked, "Can I take this plate?" And he'll stop what he's doing, put at least one scam on, and if he could do two scams, he would do two. But if he felt like he was pressured, he would just have one scam on and apologize, and then tell
wow.
him he could take the plate. And the mass
wow.
efficiency is an absolute zero because his beard was past his belt buckle.
Right.
Who
yeah.
is he saving?
He's just saving face. That's it. He wants to look very caring.
Well, he's not saving his
looks
face.
Like, right. Just saving face as in he wants to look like he's this altruistic, caring, global citizen.
Yes. Yes, and he's wearing that cheap box of blue scams.
Yuck.
And of course, not even wiping your face, but putting it right back on whenever he went to go get more food or whenever somebody, like I said, the waiter was talking to him.
Wow.
So mask efficiency actually was in the negative, not even a zero.
Oh, man. But at least he was, you know, sorry, I'll put my mask on. Sorry. Oh, gag.
Apologize for not having a scam on while eating food at a buffet.
Yeah. I guess he didn't get the memo that when you're seated eating, you can take the scam off because now you're safe. I guess he didn't get that memo.
No. And he probably looked at the 98% of the public not wearing their scams and thinking that they're the stupid ones.
I'm sure.
Look at all those people not breathing in titanium dioxide and giving themselves respiratory failure. Look at all those fools not wanting to kill themselves.
Yep. Thanks. It's...
So I did want to ask you, is St. George, are you getting these same letters or emails or messages about conserving energy because it's hot?
No, we have not heard a word, which is nice because I know a lot of other places are around us, but no, we have not.
Yeah, because we're not under like anything like as serious as what Governor Grossom in California is doing, but we did get emails from NV Energy telling us to not use our washing machines or dryers or dishwashers between 4 and 9 o'clock and keep your thermostat over 80 degrees.
Huh. Yeah, we haven't heard any of that, at least not here in southern Utah. I can't speak for northern Utah because we'll often have completely different recommendations in one state, north
yeah,
or south.
Yeah, because they're more liberal.
Yes, exactly. So it's a big possibility something like that is happening in northern Utah because they've had record heat this last week or two. So it's a possibility. It was over 100 in northern Utah yesterday. I want to say it was like maybe 106, whereas in St. George it was 111. And so that's pretty intense for northern Utah. But no, we haven't been told anything specific yet. I feel like I've heard that maybe from, was it Arizona? I don't remember, somewhere nearby, but no. Yeah, we'll see what happens because we definitely have seen a lot of issues lately with the air conditioners. I know our school let out early today because yesterday, only one of the three units was working, and which happened to be my room, so I was able to teach that day. But half the school was out of session yesterday because the air conditioner was not, they were not keeping up with the heat and the demand. And then today we let out early, and I think it's supposed to be fixed by tomorrow. But then I hear all these other schools were having the same troubles, and And who knows? It's hard to say. I mean, it's not like we've never had heat in St. George. So is it a manufactured issue or is it true? I don't know. It's hard to tell anymore.
Well, I look at the water crisis that they're talking about. Like here, they're saying that Lake Mead will run out by 2030. But they're talking about shutting off Nevada from the Colorado River.
Oh, so then where will the water come from then?
When you're creating a water crisis and have everybody on rations, I guess it won't matter.
Got it. They're saying they'll cut you off, but then there's actually no solution to the problem. I see. The
no.
solution is you get rations. I see.
I've just never understood why it is that there's no desalinization plants in California. When you're right on the water, you can't clean the water and get it out to your people?
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
Because I don't know if you know this or not, but San Francisco and Los Angeles get more water from Lake Mead than Las Vegas does.
I've heard that. I actually have heard that before, and they blame Las Vegas for it, but truly it's California. I have heard that before.
Yeah, like if they created a desalinization plant, they would have jobs. The water would be sustainable, and then they could sell the water to the rest of the nation if they really wanted to.
So is it politics? Is that why it hasn't happened? Because typically it's politics, right?
I don't know if necessarily you call it politics. It's about globalization, and the goal is to have a food shortage, have an electric shortage, have water shortage, have a shortage of everything. So you'll have to have a social credit score in order to obtain things that you could freely get now. Because if you're allowed to buy stuff and have stuff, then you could say, screw the government. But if you're dependent on your 3 hours of electric and 2 gallons of water for a family of five, then you're going to behave or else your whole family suffers.
Right. Yes, that's true. You're right. It is being pushed that direction to the social credit system. And, I mean, even the World Economic Forum admits that openly. So, of course, we're going to expect to see that. I was curious if the politics often now put the kibosh on any kind of facility because the politics means that they don't want it in a certain county or that county doesn't want to fund it or they don't have a place where they can build it without getting permits. And, you know, and then plus in Utah, we have water rights and people freak out about water rights. If you don't own, you haven't bought your water rights, and you use water upstream, you can go to jail. It's completely illegal to just help yourself to water upstream if somebody downstream owns the water rights. And I was just curious if that's part of what's going on. But you're right. Everything's being pushed toward the social credit system and globalism, global control. So, yes.
Yeah, it's not an accident that all these food processing facilities just spontaneously burst into flames.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And I don't even eat Hot Pockets, but I'm just saying that it's just random how, hey, look, the Hot Pocket facility just blew up today.
Yeah. And how many of those facilities have planes wreck into them? It was like 3. And that's, I mean, how rare is it to have a plane crash into any facility, but food production facilities and planes. And it was, I want to say it was like 3. It could have even been more that these facilities were taken out by planes crashing into them. I mean, come on.
And it's not like these are 22-story buildings either.
Right. Right. And there's never really a big explanation either. It's all, there was an engine trouble or the pilot had a medical incident and just randomly they just crashed into another food facility. Uh-huh. Yeah. I know that Azure Standard was one of the big ones that I remember being rocked by, because I was a person who ordered from that company for quite a while till we moved, and I just hadn't re-upped my pickup. You know, you kind of have this account, and I hadn't done it yet, and then I started getting emails about how Azure Standard was limited on where they could ship because of this huge facility fire, and then they blamed it on some kind of poor insulation, electrical, I don't remember. There was some sort of explanation that they gave, and it was BS. But yeah, so you're right. Everything's pushing toward the control, and more than ever, it's important to be as self-sufficient as you can. But they limit us on everything that you can do, especially land ownership. Everybody sees it. And in my area, St. George, we have this crisis with real estate. People can't find a home that they can afford to buy. There are 15 people waiting to buy one home as soon as it's on the market. Same with rentals. And, yeah, things are shifting back to where it's balancing it out a little, but there's still this high demand. And then you find out some big corporation like BlackRock bought that whole real estate, that whole piece of property. And it's so suspicious. Obvious.
Yeah, and they bought it just so other people can't. They don't even want it.
Exactly. Just buy it all up. And we're not supposed to question it. And then we find out, yes, China's involved, but it's not just China. It's the likes of Bill Gates and others who are set on world domination. They like to be in their special elite club, I suppose, and they're able to just throw their money around and do whatever they want and screw with other people's lives.
Very, I'm going to say right now, everything going on is manufactured. The globalists just got upset that too many people are not following them, and they're losing their stronghold. So they want to recapture their glory years, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right. And luckily, people are pushing back, but it's not the percentage that you would think. It seems like there are quite a few that like to just stay within the confines of the government's guidelines and their regulations and allow it to happen.
So Dan Bongino actually talked about BlackRock today, so I'll play this real quick for you.
Remember BlackRock has trillions of assets under its management. It's run by Larry Fink, big, huge leftist. We've been talking about BlackRock for a while. Ladies and gentlemen, they exert an amazing amount of pressure on U.S. corporations to do ESG lefty crap. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know exactly who they are. Just know this. They're run by leftists, they manage a lot of money, and they pressure companies to do a whole bunch of crap destroying the American economy. This article yesterday, I'm not being hyperbolic. My wife was driving home from an event because I was doing some research for the show. She was kind enough to drive for a surprise party for my friend. I'm reading this article, and I'm floored. My jaw's on the floor. Figure. We'll do the reverse. About BlackRock. I didn't know this. Get a load of this crap. This is by Jeb Rubenfeld and Bill Barr, who I'm not a huge fan of right now, but the piece is good. ESG can't square with fiduciary duty. So these attorney generals, Landry and Rakita, from Republican states, they noticed that in 2021, BlackRock exercised its proxy voting rights as Exxon's second largest shareholder to lead an activist campaign that forced Exxon to cut oil production. What? It's like me forcing Joe Armacost to do less sound production or Guy to do less video editing. What's the point? Here's the kicker. Get a load of this. You want to get kicked right in the nuts? BlackRock didn't disclose that many of the oil fields dropped by Exxon, they pressured them to do this, by the way, are poised to be acquired by PetroChina. And that BlackRock is one of PetroChina's largest investors? You have got to be see. It gets worse. BlackRock claiming they're all into environment, social governance stuff, said, Exxon, you better get rid of that oil. It's dirty. By the way, sell it to China where we have some investment. How is this not a conflict of interest? They note in the second part, BlackRock has an enormous stake in PetroChina. Oh, they do. Oh, wow. What a coincidence. They report holdings of between $1 trillion. Trillion? Am I reading that correctly? And 2 trillion shares, representing between 5 and 10% ownership of PetroChina from 2018 to 2022. If Landry's allegations against BlackRock are correct, BlackRock's ESG-based promotion of oil production cutbacks at Exxon may have been a staggering conflict of interest. Why are you pointing to your forearm? The goosebumps, they come out once in a while. Does that explain this, by the way? Little video of Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock. Hey, Exxon, you dirty, you better sell that oil. Yeah, we need oil. You better sell it. Wait, China, it'd be really nice if you bought that stuff. Oh, we've got an interest in that company where trillions of shares. Man, what a deal. Here's Larry Fink running BlackRock in a media appearance he did a while ago, talking about how much he loves, you know, China and the totalitarian model. Makes perfect sense. Malfeasance. Not an accident.
Markets don't like uncertainty. Markets like actually totalitarian governments where you have a understanding of what's out there. And obviously we're the whole dimension is changing now with, as you said, a democratization of countries. And democracies are very messy, as we know in the United States.
Malfeasance. If you enjoyed this video, please subscribe to my Clips channel at Rumble.
Yeah, not, there wasn't much, I guess, said there, but it was enough.
Yeah, and he points out, PetroChina, that, and that's okay with people? That's okay, I guess. But it's obvious. It's obvious that there's some sort of global takeover by the powers that be. I call them the evildoers. But now they're also trying to fear us into thinking that this global warming is part of the whole reason why we need to have a global governance as well, because global warming and global economy, global governance, we have to have a one world government.
Yeah, but I will remember this, and I don't know how far this goes before we win, but nobody ever has been able to have a one world government where they rule the whole earth. They
yeah.
might have
yeah.
their kingdoms, but they're not going to own all of earth. And I feel confident that it won't happen again.
Yeah, they're certainly going to try, though. I'm sure you heard about the latest scare with a Antarctic glacier. Did you hear about that one?
No, talk to me.
Oh, so this comes from Vice website, and this is a glacier named Thwaites Glacier. It has experienced recent periods of rapid retreat, a new study reveals. It's a doomsday glacier because it contains enough water to raise global sea levels by several feet, which would change and would cause unpredictable and deleterious effects around the world. I've heard this kind of story so much. I remember hearing that story, the same exact story, when I was in grade school. I'll never forget my sixth grade teacher teaching us about social studies. And he was actually quite skeptical about it, and I'll never forget the things that he said. this is what they're telling us. I don't know how true it is, and this, you know, how many years ago is that for me as a 50-year-old woman, but now they're saying it again, that there's this glacier in the Antarctic that is going to melt and cause the water to rise. And so if you look it up, it, let's see, I'm going to read, I'm going to skip down a little bit here. Icefoss from West Antarctica's second largest marine ice stream sweeps the glacier is currently a major uncertainty for future sea level projections, the researchers said in the study. Our results suggest that sustained pulses of rapid retreat have occurred at Thwaites Glacier in the past two centuries, they concluded. Similar rapid retreat pulses are likely to occur in the near future when the grounding zone migrates back off, stabilizing high points on the seafloor. Essentially, that it's going to collapse. It's going to melt. It's going to collapse. And when that happens, because it's doomsday, it's going to raise the sea level, and we're going to see mass destruction from that.
But, yeah, I'm going to share something right now as far as my thoughts on all the global warming garbage.
Great.
So I will believe in global warming, a.k.a. climate change, when Barry Satoro and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady, when they sell their beachfront property at Martha's Vineyard, when Al Gore sells his beachfront property and moves to the Ozarks, then I'll listen. But if they're living on the beach, why am I going to listen to them about global warming? Obviously, they're not that interested.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yes, they're going to keep their oceanfront property, of course. Yeah, so that's all part of this whole fear state that they keep people in. Things you can't control. We're going to have record heat around the world. And because it's scorching and it's so hot everywhere, we're now seeing these huge droughts. We're not going to have enough water, and we don't have enough electricity, but we're going to ban gas cars because we don't have enough oil for gas. And so we're going to ban the gas cars so that you have to buy electric, but then you can't charge your electric car because we have a shortage on electricity. Everything's in this shortage. It's all being controlled to the point where we as the typical American or just even citizen of the world has to rely upon some government agency for our little scraps from their table. And this is just one of the many ways they get us to be scared. And you're right. If we see Obama or the likes of them moving away from the ocean, then you might be able to be concerned. But at this point, it's just more of the same fear.
Well, that's why I don't take it seriously one bit.
Good. Yes, that's why I brought it up, because those are the things that come across my news feed. I typically read, well, I'm in the health field, of course, and so I look at environmental health as well, and how to live symbiotically with nature is a big focus of mine. How can I actually grow my own food, become self-sufficient, and use the environment in a symbiotic way so that I'm gleaning what I need from it and I'm also nourishing it back, and there's this great give and take, and it brings more balance rather than the government coming in, or just whatever, the controllers, the evildoers, coming in and creating manufacturer shortages of every kind. And it's hard. It's really challenging to keep yourself out of that fear mindset, especially if you're a person who reads that kind of stuff, and it just can make you so nervous. But I've heard it and I've seen it so much, it just becomes background and white noise, and I just roll my eyes at it.
Well, but that
mm-hmm.
that's it's like it's part of a religion now.
Uh huh.
Whether it's being gay or whether it's climate change, the left just seems like it's not just when they're trying to force it on you like they are. It's like a religion. It's worse than it's. I don't know if it's a religion or a cult.
Right.
But they get big mad when you're not listening to them.
Right. They have their white-coated gods that they worship, and they sacrifice themselves and their children at the altar of their white-coated
mm-hmm.
gods. Very true.
Yeah, but anything with white is wrong to them anyway, because it has to be... Yeah, it has to be a different color.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Shame on every white person ever for existing, because there are people that have a different skin color, and they obviously are more important. Yeah.
All right, I guess this brings up what I wanted to, well, we have our weekly Broccoli Man.
Oh, great.
So, I don't know how much you like these things or not, but obviously we play it during the show.
Yeah. No, I'm into it. I usually wait until our show before I listen to them or watch them, because I do like to hear the background
mm-hmm.
that you give.
Okay.
Okay, I've got it pulled up.
All right, so this one's called Woketopians, and it features the millennials.
All right.
So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, Andre, what's up? What classes are you taking this semester?
I got kicked out of SHIT campus for next semester because I am a cisgender male. They said they are a very diverse school, so they are banning people based on their skin color.
This I ain't right, B. People should not be discriminated against based on their skin.
What do you mean he should not be discriminated against? That dumb crack of B's is white. Of course he should not be at SHIT.
The only reason I'm allowed at SHIT is because my birthing partner is black. She also has a bigger junk than me. But if I ever stop doing stuff with a junk, then I will also be kicked out of SHIT.
Hey, you racist. You called them the wrong pronoun again. You just wait until I tell them you called they a hoe. I hate all your white crackers.
The dean said I can stay if I have sex with a dude in front of the school faculty to prove I am gay. Or I have to wear a dress to a drag queen story time and let a little boy sit on my stuff and I have to use it on him. I told them I was not interested. So they told me to get up out right now.
I had to submit videos to me at the drag queen story time. I walked down the parade naked wearing nothing but fake breasts and a scab over my face, so I did not get anyone covered. Kids kept touching my junk and I had to ask them if they liked it.
I can't believe the school is forcing us to wear scabs again. There has not been a COVID booster update in a few weeks, player, but they said that when the next booster is ready we better be the first ones in line to get that joint.
Jim, I would like scams if you went looting with us at night into the stores. I know how to get what I want.
Sugar, that sounds so racist. Mike has been my friend for years. His birthing partner is black. He is not racist.
Actually, Jim, you have been acting racist lately too. You are two Puerto Ricans, the bees is as good as us black peoples. We black peoples can never be racist cause we eyes is black. You're half racist cause you is only half black. And why come you ain't bees is going to any mostly peaceful protests and looting buildings with us?
Look, stealing is bad, okay? My parent one and parent two taught me to never steal because I do not want my things stolen.
Oh no, it's that Green Jones again. Hems is a something ducker for real.
I wonder what kind of racist hash this racist and semi-fascist will say today.
They said I have 24 hours to get off this campus or else I will get swatted. They will arrest all cisgendered whites on campus starting tomorrow.
That is extremely racist, and that is not what Dr. Martin Luther King ever fought for.
Of course you would believe that. You're a racist fool. I bet Brandon did not even give you a free crack pipe. You're loving and liberal.
It is never a good thing to discriminate against anyone for their skin color or gender. Everyone needs to be allowed to be accepted everywhere. That is what the civil rights movement was about in 1964.
That is misinformation, you stupid boomer. It meant that black people must be served. It did not mean that white people must be served too.
Hey Green Jones, you don't know nothing about racism? You bees is white. You always bees as racist forever. You was born hating people but is not beesing white. I know who racist people bees is because I bees is black. You can go back to Florida and go hang out with other racists.
You hate black people as much as the cousin T's guy that sells pancakes. He put a black person on the box. That is blatant racism.
Dude, isn't Terrence K. Williams the owner of the pancake company? How is he racist for putting his own picture on the box? I know if I owned a pancake mix company, you would be mean mugging all over that ish.
You are a something sucker, Jimma. It is racist to put a black person on a box of food. Black peoples cannot afford food.
Ooh. Sugar, that is all kinds of racist. I don't think you miss many meals, to be honest.
That's because I bees is getting my four-finger discount. You bees is racist because you buy your food with cash money. I is not racist because I told at the welfare office I has three children even though I ain't got none. I am black so I never show them my ID. Them something duck as pay me my fat tax because I bees is black.
So you think it is okay to lie on your government forms to get free money because you are black? How is that not stealing?
You shut your claptrap right now, you Republican fascist something bucker for real. We have no choice but to pay it because we are white. You're too white to know slavery existed in the 1800s.
Really? Whose family member is a slave? Who is alive that was owned as a slave when they were younger? Whose family owned slaves that is still alive? If slavery ended during Abraham Lincoln's presidency, who is over 150 years old that was a slave or who owned slaves?
Look, racist fascist. You should have watched Brandon speak about you MAGA people. Even CNN and MSNBC even agree it is time to have a civil war and fight the Republicans. Yet you still believe in owning guns, so we need to fight you.
Okay. If that sounds like a good idea, how are you finding out who the Republicans are? If you are not using guns to fight people, then how will you fight them if you are not armed?
We just have to publicly call you racists and fascists. That will get you the masses to come direct and support Michael Robinson Obama.
Dude, Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
I cannot wait for those IRS agents to go after you fascist Republicans. All you white people will be bees in FEMA camps. Then we can loot more stores because all you fascists will damn bees is rotting away in those concentration camps. It is going to be like we bees of the Germans and you racists whose holes will be put in death camps. Venoms will go after Mike and Jim R because you are not as bad as the Republicans. But you ain't the 100% black, so then you have to go.
Hang on, sugar. I'm starting to think you are the racist one here, B. No one should be killed over their skin color, player.
You take that back right now, Jamar. That was racist for calling you racist.
Hey, B. All I said was that I agree with Martin Luther King. No one should be judged by their skin color.
Isn't there some racist school you can go, Jamar? You and that Green Jones is beezing the most racist people up in this mug.
Hey, everyone. Do not become part of the radical left. Get educated and stay out of indoctrination camps. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live to hear Proof, his great co-hosts, and the guests he has on. Freedomizerradio.com.
I would never in my life listen to Proof Negative Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones. They are too extreme and too capitalist for me. If they want to live in a capitalist nation, then they need to get out in the country and build it someplace where capitalism is accepted.
I would say drive to Cuba right now. Except we are not allowed to charge our electric vehicles right now.
All right, so that's an episode.
Yeah, pretty great. So the one that, is it Andre? Andre's the one who
yeah.
gets kicked out because he's actually sort of reasonable. And he's agreeing with Martin Luther King Jr. Yeah, that's about correct.
Well, Jamar is the one with the glasses and the suit that he's standing next to Sugar. And Mike, he's the one that is trying to get pregnant from his birthing partner.
Okay.
Andre
yeah.
is the one that you never see again because he got kicked off campus.
I see. You know, that guy's voice, his deep voice is so agitating. It's definitely something I would, can't handle it, anything that comes from that character.
So you're not interested in dating said character?
No. No, no. Please, no.
You don't
want to
help him get
pregnant?
That makes
me racist, right?
Never.
That makes me racist and bigoted, and I don't care.
Jamar seems halfway reasonable, though.
Right? Yeah, so it's funny because the characters bring up slavery, and so, of course, Broccoli Man asks, who is your relatives who are in slavery? And that is a valid point. That slavery thing needs to be put to the side, because I can tell you, as a person that mostly has Caucasian ancestry, I have plenty of slavery in my ancestry. I come from Irish
yeah.
slaves and Welsh slaves, and I can tell you that you look back far enough, my ancestors were in slavery. They were enslaved, I should say.
Well,
so we can't use that 'cause
my ancestry, I guess, during between World War I and World War II, my mom's side from Italy came and my father's side from Russia came.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't own any slaves in the 1800s because both sides of my family were in other countries.
But yet you are held responsible because of your skin color.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, and I know we talked about this last week. My niece, who is half Shoshone, has a daughter who is just as blonde and blue-eyed as me, but she actually is part of the Shoshone tribe because you only need
mm-hmm.
a certain amount of percentage of the blood, quote-unquote, to
yeah,
be
included
into the tribe.
Yeah, we learned that from
the tribe.
Pocahontas herself.
Mm-hmm. Right, and so that proves that it's based on your looks. It's all about your looks, that you can, whatever people see when they first look at you, your eye color's light, your skin color's, maybe your hair color's light, and that automatically makes you a racist bigot.
We spent 50 years in the United States making everybody equal, and now ever since Barry Satoro and Michael Robinson Obama, now it's everything about race.
Yeah. I think that's the first time I've ever heard you say Michael Robinson Obama without saying, who I'm sure is a nice lady.
Oh, I got that out once already today, so.
Oh. I was waiting for it, though. I can hardly ever hear or see that without adding that little tagline because of you. So it automatically needs to be said.
That is true. She is a nice lady.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure she's a nice lady. And apparently there's some big to-do with those two today, or maybe recently, of their some sort of...
It was today.
Was it photographs, or was it some kind of painting? I mean, I only glanced at it because I don't want to throw up. So what was that about?
Yeah, I think they're doing something along the lines of goofs of Obama or mishaps or whatever that's called, accidents,
bloopers,
flubs. I don't remember what it's called exactly verbatim, but anyway, everybody gave his wife, Jill Biden, a standing ovation, except Brandon sat down and he was just out of it.
Oh, interesting. I think it was on that same thread that I had read through some of the comments trying to figure out what was going on so I didn't have to look at the pictures. And I want to say it was in that same comment thread where I had read somebody commented that they believe that Biden is going to actually put in for a run for the presidency again. Did you read that?
No, but it wouldn't surprise me. Well, look at how successful the Democrats have been with Brandon.
Yes, so successful.
Even though his approval rating might be in the 20s, but look at how successful they've been able to transform America.
Right. Yes, it's been quite the transformation. I can barely recognize it. Yeah, if that thing was to get into presidency again, no one ever could deny that it was rigged. We know this last one was totally rigged. We know he actually did not win organically and naturally, but if that were to happen again, yeah, even the most blinded and brainwashed Lib Democrat would have to agree that that's just BS. That guy can't even string five words together and make any sense.
Well, there's also that guy, Fetterman, who is running in Pennsylvania against Dr. Oz, and Dr. Oz sucks ass as a candidate. But Fetterman is so much worse.
Fetterman, I don't know that one.
He shows up everywhere. It's, what, 104 degrees in Pennsylvania right now, and he's wearing a hoodie to prove how tough he is.
Ew.
And he just had a stroke, so he could barely talk.
Oh, well, then he'll just.
And he says he promotes himself as far left, far left of Bernie Sanders.
Oh dear.
He wants to legalize heroin and make it free in the state.
Huh. Is it?
I don't know anybody
that
thinks of that as a positive freedom that you can have free heroin in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
I'm not selling my house and moving to Pennsylvania so I can get free heroin.
Right. Right. I can't even imagine. Heroin is not... I get it why they would legalize something that's naturally a plant. So whatever kind of plant that's untainted, but heroin's been completely altered. By the time you get heroin, there's nothing. There's
Why don't you
only
just give out free fentanyl and make it?
Yeah.
You'll get everybody enjoying free fentanyl.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And fentanyl's very potent. Ask my sister, who's a complete addict. I haven't talked to you in years because of her fentanyl addiction. It rules her life. And what's that guy's first name, the Fetterman guy?
I don't remember his first name.
Oh, okay.
other bunch. All right, well, good to know.
I'll find him for you. He's not hard to find, I promise.
Yeah, I just pulled up some actor. Searched it. I thought, wait a minute, that's some actor guy. Anyway, good
Fetterman
to know.
Fetterman is spelled F-E-T-T-E-R-M-A-N.
Oh, I spelled it completely different. Okay. And you're originally from the New York area, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there he is. Interesting. Oh, he is interesting. All right, interesting looking. Yeah, so do you get back to New York very often?
I went 5 years ago, and if I never go back again, I'm okay.
Okay, I was going to ask you that because I just feel like a lot of things that happen in California and in New York, we keep our eyes on that, but I also see that Pennsylvania tends to be right there along the lines of New York, and I wondered if that was an intentional issue or just because they're both...
Well, New Jersey is
so
almost lockstep. Pennsylvania is slightly... not as bad as New York, but it's still up there.
I see. All right. Yeah, this is interesting. Just reading a little bit on this guy.
He's never worked, actually. He's never had a job in his life. And he bought his house from his sister for a dollar.
What the? I wonder how that. So obviously this guy is doing something unsavory.
No, I guess he's living off of other people at best. I'm not going
to
accuse him of doing something else. He's never worked, so how does he get money? I don't know.
Yeah.
Just like every other socialist, though.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. All right, well, that was good to read a little bit about that. I have such a hard time with most politicians. As you know, the only one I've really been okay with, not that I agree with everything that comes from him, but Ron Paul is really the only one that, honestly, even, yes, I can allow for some of the other ones, like, say, you know who from Florida, but... It just seems to me like I've heard so many politicians over the years go back and forth and promote one.
Oh,
day
I'm going to say every single day, this election in 2024 is Ron DeSantis's to lose.
Yeah.
And I don't care if Trump runs. I don't care if Michael Robinson Obama runs. I'm sure she's a nice lady. But Ron DeSantis, if he says, I'm running, it's his.
Yeah. He's been pretty forthright, pretty great. And that's really where I've been is Ron Paul, and now I'll give it to DeSantis for at least being strong and being pretty straight and keeping his word. That's a big issue. Some politicians, and I'll mention a few from Utah, and I won't actually mention a few from Utah, who are just known to, as soon as they're in any kind of position to be elected, they just change their stance. They don't care. They just want to be popular. They just want to get whatever votes that they can get, scrounge up these votes,
mm-hmm.
and they don't care if they're under the Republican banner, they'll just do whatever, pander to whatever sounds good at the time, whatever's popular, and just flip-flop, as we would call it. And that bothers me so much because it just makes them look like they're freaking liars. They just look like liars. And that's why politicians get a bad reputation. And liars.
look like flyers. But yeah, I'll be sure to avoid anything to do with the Fetterman. Is there a chance we're going to take a break pretty soon?
We can. I don't care. I usually just wait until somebody asks or if we have a guest, which we don't have. So I just wait to hear from you. So we can grab a timeout. I don't care.
Yeah, if you don't mind, that would be a good timing for me.
Okay, well, go ahead. I'll be here.
Okay. All right. All right.
All right, we'll be right back, everyone.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello, I'm Mike. My birthing partner and I just got our new Lysnica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysnica Freedom microchip. SHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysnica joint.
This Freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this Freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These Freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart, and employed with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnica track and trace your every move. You just need a Freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
Wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, one more time. This is your foot. This is shoes.
this? This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
Little help.
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
So, Amanda, did you make it back by any chance?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, so do you have an article or something you can go over? Because you, while you took a timeout, I played commercials.
Oh, yes, okay. Let's see. I certainly can fill up some time. If you need to take your break, I'm down to do that.
All right, I won't need more than 2 minutes, but go ahead.
Okay, that sounds good to me. So what I did look up recently, actually I probably look at this every day. And, you know, when you have those certain topics that really grab your interest. And I'm looking for the specific one that I read earlier today. And let me see if I can find it. That is one thing I can say Facebook is good to have. If you're following the right people, you typically get some of the better information from those who share, and put this to anything. This was on, I bet you this was on the Odyssey website. If you haven't heard of Odyssey, it's similar to Rumble. It's an alternative to YouTube, and it's been very interesting to read. But I'll just hit up Alex Zek's website instead. And one of my topics that I research and read about quite a bit, if viruses don't exist, then how can we see them? And so if you know me, you know that I have been very critical of viruses even being in existence for many reasons. But for all these years, I've been in healthcare alternative, holistic healthcare, and I had already come to the conclusion that the germ theory was incorrect. And at this point, I feel like the germ theory has actually been disproven. And so what does that leave me? Where do I go from there? How do I explain illness, disease, anything around this topic has really become a focus of my research and my reading. Ever since 2013, to be honest, I started that journey probably right around then when I watched a video series from a woman named Barbara O'Neill, who is now in the States. She lived in Australia as a naturopathic doctor and taught many different classes. She had a holistic healing clinic, used it for people would check in to get well, and she is an amazing educator. And she did this one presentation on viruses, essentially. Well, we'll just put it this way: germ theory, how it's incorrect. That you actually don't necessarily get sick just because you're around someone who's sick. That makes it feel as though you are vulnerable, that you're unable to take care of yourself, that you're always going to be in danger of something overtaking you.
and essentially I call it the invisible boogeyman. It just jumps on you. It's lurking around the corner. And so I'm going to quote a little bit from an article that Alex Zek shared, and he does give credit to Dr. Cowan. Dr. Cowan, if you don't know who he is, look up Dr. Thomas Cowan. You will have your mind blown. But I'm going to read a little clip from this. So, there's a virus challenge offered by Dr. Cowan, and the best way to settle this virus debate is to actually prove that viruses exist. There are certain things, certain criteria you have to meet to prove that viruses are contagious. And if you've ever studied this, you'll know that viruses are considered dead. And so the only thing in science, quote-unquote science, that you can claim is dead but somehow also infectious. And a quick quote from Alex Zek: the burden of proof lies on those making the claim that viruses exist. The onus is on them to prove their initial claim, regardless of how many people believe that viruses exist. Asserting that the burden of proof is on us to prove that they don't exist is akin to telling someone to prove that unicorns don't exist or that Santa Claus doesn't exist. You cannot prove a negative. Those making the positive claim must prove their claim. I understand that, pragmatically, it is helpful to provide a counter-explanation for the existing false, unproven paradigm. Terrain proponents have done this repeatedly, I don't need to read that part. However, those of us that ask proponents of virology to prove their initial claim are not required to show that our new hypothesis explains the existing data better than the old hypothesis. This is how science works. No, that is not how science works. The scientific method is clear. You must follow these specific steps of the scientific method. Number one, observe a natural phenomenon. Number two, alternate hypothesis. Example, independent variable, dependent variable, and controlled variables. Number three, null hypothesis. Number four, test an experiment. Number five, analyze the observations and data. And then number six, validate or invalidate the hypothesis. And so yes, of course, theories are theories, and it's fairly difficult to prove a theory to be fact until you have followed all the steps. And terrain theory, even though it is still a theory, may be looked at as more correct than germ theory, especially if you cannot prove that germs are contagious, bacteria contagious, you cannot prove that, and you certainly cannot prove that viruses are contagious, especially because they do not meet any of the criteria. They are not living. And so this is the topic that I study quite a bit in holistic health skills.
But what if the person telling you that, Amanda, is black? Then does that mean that it's that it is provable?
Well, I guess I would just have to constantly be ready to be the bigot and the racist in the conversation, and I just have to be okay and comfortable with that, because being a terrain theory believer just makes you naturally racist against bacteria, germs, and viruses being contagious. But yeah,
I was just curious.
If you wanted to read more about that, Alex Zek is fairly prominent on social media, especially in his Instagram presence. I'm pretty sure he's also, I feel like they've been kicked off Facebook, but I could be wrong. But I do feel like they might also have a Twitter presence. I don't personally have Twitter, but I feel like I've read a quote from them, him and his mother, actually, who worked to educate on health topics and prove through their own lives that pharmaceuticals are actually dangerous and not safe and effective, even though the CDC claims that. And so if you have any any opposite view of what the CDC claims, then you're automatically racist, bigoted, you don't care about other people because apparently other races are not able to discern from themselves and read this research, apparently. At least that's the claim they would make.
Well, and
so, yeah,
if you want to wonder why it is that they can get away with calling you racist for every little thing, it's because it's been proven.
Right.
Nobody stops them or checks them. It's like, well, of course you're going to eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You're racist. Oh, well, then I'll just stop eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches so that nobody calls me racist. How dare
yes.
you drink chocolate milk? You're white. All right, I'll stop drinking chocolate milk. People don't stand up for themselves. They're wusses.
Yep. Yes, you're so right. You're so right.
So I want to share this 2-minute clip from Project Veritas.
Oh, yes.
There's a Democrat candidate in South Carolina that has no problem telling you that she's a racist. And, of course, well, I'll let you figure it out here. I'm going to play it now.
My district is heavily white.
Wow.
I'm not a stranger to white people. I'm from a mostly white town.
Yeah.
And let me tell you one thing. You got to know who you're dealing with. Like,
yeah.
You got to treat them like that's how I'm going to respect you.
Yeah, no.
I keep them right here. I mean, my phone. Like,
yeah.
That's where I keep them. Like,
yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they get out of control like you.
Right.
So, you know, like, for me, all these other people are tiptoeing around them, and I'm like, well, that's a white I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
They be like,
yeah.
Well, I'm just going to say it's a white
Yeah.
And that was my problem with Bernie, because he was talking to an all-black crowd, and he was afraid to say black I said, if I'm talking to an all-black crowd, I'm going to say black
Yeah.
Now, if you don't like it, you can still have ass up to me.
As far as getting people to infiltrate on the other side and everything, because the only way to get to be the army is from the inside out. In
we need somebody who understands street games that we can clean up and put in a that knows, like, again, we all working toward the same goal, and we all know what the play is.
Right.
Almost like a secret society.
Mm.
Exclusive membership.
Right, right.
We need that watch. Where's the gangsters? Where's the street at? Like, where they at? And I'm telling you, them were fool as fuck. You can't out-swindle them. They might not know all the college words, but you can't hustle them.
Right.
You can't with their money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they see the game a mile away. Where them at? We need to put some mm-hmm. of them in a suit and tie.
You got this one young brother that may be on the front line with me when I was out there. Right there, you know. He's organized. He a blood. But he very political, very political. You know what I'm saying? So I was very tight to his name. So we're gonna reach out to him and see if y'all can have a face to face about what
we
just
did. I'm gonna have to test him. He gotta be able to walk and talk the talk. He gotta be able to down his own people. He gotta be able
Definitely.
To explain why
yeah.
he used to be that way. I used to be with that
mm-hmm.
but I'm not with it now because X, Y, and Z. He gonna have to be able to articulate
right.
that. He can't convince me.
Mm-hmm.
He can't convince them.
So I sent you the video for that, but the first 45, 50 seconds was a little rough, and I apologize.
No, I was definitely having a hard time understanding, but thank you for sending the video. Now I can see that does help to have the visual.
Yeah, it didn't sound as bad when I heard it the first time. So when I put it on radio, it does sound not so fresh.
A little garbled. Let's see. But it's all here in... Looks like they've given us a transcript. Is that correct? Not just the video,
well,
there's a transcript
Project Veritas. So Project
yes.
Veritas covered that.
Right. I was just looking for what was said in print because I had a hard time hearing it. Oh, I see. Oh. I do like Project Veritas. They have definitely outed a lot of the corruption.
Yes.
So quoting her, and let me tell you one thing, you ought to know who you're dealing with. Like, you got to treat them white people like shit. Like, I mean, that's the only way they'll respect you. Wow. Nice. That's awesome. What a kind human being.
Yeah, and I'm sure a bunch of white people are going to vote for that because she's running as a Democrat.
Yep. Yeah,
so you know that if there was a bill that said we're going to put white people in camps, who's voting for it? That person would say me.
Mhm. Yep.
You're
right.
But we're the racist ones because we want everybody to be equal.
And the best way for everyone to be equal is for us to diminish ourselves and submit to persecution, apparently. And by ourselves, I mean my Caucasian background, my ancestry that gives me blue eyes and blonde hair.
This person's like the real life Sugar from my cartoon.
You're so right. That's hilarious. Now I'm never not going to see that. Dang. Well, good. Now we know the human version of your character that you created actually exists, and that's kind of sad. That's actually kind
of... You know what's funny, though,
telling.
Is that I don't know if you saw the viral video, probably not, but there's a liberal that went to a Trump rally, and he didn't expect to see what he saw. I'm going to play that.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm a liberal, and I went to a Trump rally to see if there was common ground. Going in, I was expecting aggression, but I actually experienced a lot of kindness.
Do you want to be friends?
Sure. Loved everybody.
Sure. I'm going to get a hug.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes!
That last step was Holly, and she invited me to a woman's Bible study, so Malik and I went.
This is Samuel. One of Holly's
Hello.
Friends.
Again, we experienced incredible kindness.
They're a fun group of people.
I'm a liberal, and I went to... TikTok user, 100 new friends, a.k.a. Samuel Donner, joins us right now from L.A. Samuel, good morning to you.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Great to meet you. We saw this. We thought we got to talk to this guy. So the idea was you wanted to go to what you, as a liberal, thought would be a hostile environment, a Trump event, and have that turn out.
It actually was much more friendly than I was expecting. As growing up in L.A., you think that these events are going to be like very aggressive. And also I was kind of just saying that I was a liberal, but I was absolutely baffled that people wanted to talk and would actually be friends with me when I asked, want to be friends? And they said yes.
That's right. So ultimately, I think what you found is that it is easy to find common ground with people you do not agree with politically, right?
Yeah, I think that's what, 100 New Friends and Jubilee is about. That's the company I'm working with, is we're just trying to find common ground between humans. And I think, at the end of the day, humans have a lot more common ground than we're led to believe. So.
Right. Let's take a look. Here's another clip, you trying to find common ground with more humans.
I'm a liberal, and I'm trying to make friends at a Trump rally to see if there's more common ground than I thought.
Do you want to be friends?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm Sam. What's your name?
I'm Todd.
Can you tell me about your shirt?
We're non-binary.
What does that mean?
Well, that means that we are very much against what our current socialist president is doing. We have a tremendous racial problem. We don't have to be part of that. We're not a part of that. We support people of all races, and so anybody that says that Republicans are racist are absolutely incorrect.
So, Samuel, after you made these videos, have you told your friends, hey, you know, I went to this Trump rally and people were friendly, and what has their reaction been?
I mean, some, like, a lot of, well, when I was going over, they're like, you're going to, like, Memphis, one of the homicide capitals of the world, and of the country, and, like, there's a lot of gun violence over there, and then you're going to a Trump rally on top of that. It seemed fairly scary, and I think that's honestly what I wanted to test. Like, can I go into what I thought was the most hostile environment I could? But when I went, I told them, like, it was actually fairly friendly. And I think, again, like, it's just about starting those conversations.
Right.
If you can start those conversations, you can actually understand where that common ground is, where it starts, and maybe where it ends. And even where it ends, you can discuss with each other, like,
right.
Hey, like, let's find that common ground.
But you've got to start the conversation, and that's what you did by going there. I think going in, Samuel, you probably thought, you know what, I'm going to ask 100 people. I'll probably get 2 people who said, yeah, I want to be your friend. 49 out of 100 said, yeah, Samuel, I'll be your friend.
Yeah, I was so nervous going in. Like, I had a pit in my stomach the whole time. The Trump rally was the last day I was there, and I was just kind of talking to people around Memphis before that. And so, like, before the Trump rally, I'm like, okay, no one's going to want to talk to me. And there were a couple people who did not want to talk to me, but overall, everyone was super friendly. And then Holly, in that first video that you showed, she invited me to her women's Bible study class, like, out of the blue. She was so nice. And then me and my friend Malik went there, and a ton of empathy.
No kidding. Samuel Donner, thank you for being our friend, sir, and joining us so early from LA.
So they have no problem calling us hate-filled, and we didn't even get to talk about Brandon's speech from last Thursday.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was a little bit extra. I had to check to make sure that it was actually meant to be a real speech and not some sort of parody, because it really did seem like it was straight out of Star Wars. When people started making that connection to his speech, it's exactly what it brought to mind. So I could see why. It's Senator Palpatine right there in front of us. Crazy.
So, I want to cover this one here. I'm going to play another clip about that whole Brandon speech there.
Okay.
And then Pianchi's going to join us after.
This guy is really disturbing. You want to talk about sounding like a fascist and authoritarian? Why is he always screaming like a lunatic? Looks like his dentures are going to fall out. And he's always pointing at people. This is it, doesn't it? It looks like he's got to like suck his teeth in every time. Here's this corrupt, crazed lunatic screaming about how we beat pharma, talking about him. I thought he said farms first because I thought there's no way he's dumb enough to say we beat pharma. Here, check it out. Listen yourself.
We beat pharma this year, and it matters. We're going to change people's lives.
But you beat pharma?
Sounds like a football game.
Right, does it? We beat pharma by 14, by 2 touchdowns. They fumbled in the end zone at the end. This guy is a lunatic. Now, any sane media person would stop the beatings by pharma and their symbiotic relationship with big government, not by price controls, which are economically destructive, but by stopping this ass-kissing endeavor where we let pharma get away with things they shouldn't be getting away with, like a vaccine that really wasn't tested well. So we beat pharma? Oh, really? Market Watch. Pfizer reports big profit and revenue beats as COVID drug sales increased by nearly $9 billion. And you beat pharma. Woo! You beat pharma pretty good. Oh, Dan, that's just one example. Here's another one. CNBC, what's next for Pfizer and Moderna? Beyond their projected $51 billion in combined COVID vaccine sales this year. Gee, I don't know what's next. That's right. Boston Globe, Moderna reaped more than $12 billion in profits from COVID vaccine sales last year. Notice the subheadline, though. This is the best part. The Cambridge company made money for the first time in its 11-year history. You beat pharma, all right, Joe. You beat. Yeah. Can you play that again? Sorry to make you. Can you play that again? You beat pharma. Just play it again for us.
We beat pharma this year. We beat pharma this year, and it matters. We're going to change people's lives.
Oh, you changed people's lives, all right. And believe me, it mattered. Vaccine mandates, a vaccine failing to stop transmission of COVID, myocarditis. Yeah, you changed people's lives, Ray Joe. You beat pharma to the tune of $51 billion in combined profits. Good job, pal. Good job. Really well done. Meetings will continue till morale improves. You got to remember, it's exactly who this guy is. Folks, I'm starting to become more enraged by Biden than I am was with Obama. Now, I worked with Obama as an agent on his detail, and it was clear the guy was a phony and a fraud from the start. Clear. The guy used to say things behind the scenes that he wouldn't say in front of the camera. I have real, genuine beefs with Obama, who I think started this endless decay of the United States, hoping in the long game we fix it. I think we will. But Biden's far worse. Obama at least tried or made an attempt to hide his corruption. Tried. He was corrupt. Believe me, he was corrupt. Spygate proves it. Biden doesn't even care. Biden's corruption and lies, he doesn't even care. If you enjoyed this video, please subscribe to my Clips channel at rumble.com/Biden.
All right, so anyway, I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, it elicited a pretty great laugh from me. And also, really quickly, in his, he said something like, the beatings will continue until morale improves. Is that a common saying? Is that something, I'm just curious, have you heard that before?
Only from people that are, I was trying to think of something other than the word rapist, but you're going to keep getting beat up until you start shutting up about what I'm doing to you.
Right, yes, because there is a song, that one of my favorite metal songs, and that line is in the song. When he said it, I was like, is he quoting the song, or is that something that actually is quoted out? Is that some kind of actual terminology used to explain what's happening, beating people until their morale improves? So I just had to ask if you've heard that before, because now I have to look it up.
So Pianchi's with us.
Sweet.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Hey, that's Joe Biden's press secretary. She said that people weren't just walking across the border. It's not just that easy, she said. Well, I wonder if she went down and watched videotapes of people doing just that. And they used to always complain about Sarah Huckabee, which I thought was a very good press secretary. But you don't hear anyone complain about the fumbles and bumbles that this woman is making. Wonder why.
See, I didn't think Jen Psaki was all that bad. I kind of felt bad for Jen Psaki because she had to cover for Brandon, and half the time I felt like bad because it's just thinking, like, how am I going to cover this? But the new person, there's no ethics involved at all. She'll tell you right up front that she got the job for three reasons. Her qualifications were she's an immigrant, she's gay, and she's black. She'll tell you that's why she got hired. And has no problem telling you that.
Yeah, that's what I see too. And I really appreciate you calling it out like that. Because that's what we have to do. We've compromised too much for too long. And now we're down to nothing but a socks and underwear. And that's not a great way to be, especially when winter's coming on, if you really want to put that into the equation. And you know another thing.
Nobody gets a pass just because of their skin color.
Oh, yes, they do. Well, now with you, maybe. But in reality out here, yes, it is. They do get a pass because of their skin color. And when you start getting people to understand that's what's going on, has been going on with the Democrats, I mean, look at Lori Lightfoot. She said that she made a remark about not recognizing white reporters at her press conferences. Well, that's racist, and she get away with it. But, you know, I want to talk about something else. You probably know about it. And that's the Cowboys for Trump. Cowboys for Trump. And one, I guess he's the leader down there in Mexico. He's not allowed to become a candidate for a office there in the county he's in, according to the courts, because he broke a longstanding, I guess, 14th Amendment clause about insurrectionists or something. Well, the man, I don't think he even went in the building. So what's up with that? That right there is racist. It's the act. If it was a black person, they'd be hollering all kinds of things. But it's still, the judge is acting in a racist manner toward this guy. He should be able to put his name on the ballot.
Yeah, I read that, and I just didn't understand why he was being discriminated against.
You know, that
I don't
whole
see why Cowboys for Trump is such a bad thing. I didn't get it.
No, it's not. I wish I had one of their hats. But, you know, this whole January 6th thing is nothing more than a farce and a big – that's going to last till 2025. Watch and see. It's going to go through the 2024 election. It's never going to stop. And every one of those people that's been held illegal like that, they need to receive reparations just like the Japanese did that was interned during World War II. It's a vagrant violation of their civil rights.
I just can't see a Democrat winning in 2024, and I'm trying not to be biased. I'm just saying that after what we've seen in just 2 years, I don't think that they can come back. They don't have the manpower. They don't have that special candidate. Are they really going to trot out Governor Grusin to go up against DeSantis? There's no contest there. Are they going to trot out Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady, to go up against DeSantis or Trump? I don't think so.
Well, I tell you what, if you ever get someone calling you up on the phone asking who you're going to vote for, do like I do. I tell them I'm voting for John F. Kennedy.
And what does that do?
Never tell them the truth of what you're going to do. Because they will use it however they want to. I tell them the opposite or tell them something ridiculous that they probably don't know. They'll write it down. Hell, if you got people out there on the street being questioned like the one guy, Dice, does, don't know that the border in the countries of the United States is not Africa and one other to the north. And you just go to shit the ignorance of those that's going to the polls. Maybe they need to bring back the test that you have to take and pass before you allow the vote. I don't know.
I would love to run into Mark Dice sometime. I go to San Diego once or twice a year. I've never seen him. That's where he's from.
I'd probably stand in line just to be questioned by him. Maybe the people that's viewing will see that there are some folks in the country that know a little bit.
I'm just done with racism, though. I just can't believe that we've allowed this to just fester.
Well, you know, to be truthful with it, it has stirred up more so here in the last 2 or 3 years, where it's, you hear these, like for instance, Brandon's speech where he used the word democracy about 1,000 times, which was nothing more than a message to go out and vote. Then he started talking about white supremacy. And that there, to me, is an oddity because all through the past, I mean, he's on video, and I remember, I lived long enough to remember those days and the things he said, that he comes from that particular type of ideology. I don't think much of it. It's just an ideology. I mean, if people look around at the current things and things of the past, there's always been a competition between individuals, and individuals just so come in varying degrees of look. You got some tall, some short. You got some female, some male. You got some with yellow skin, black skin, white skin. I mean, that's it. A human being. And I heard the lady talking about viruses and bacteria. Whoever say that they don't exist, they need to read some history. Because when explorers and groups traveled around the world and came in contact with people that they never met before, through the process of natural selection, they passed on bacteria and virus. Oftentimes when I go, you know, to other parts, like the northeast corner of Africa, like there in Egypt and there, we may have some young people with them, young males. I tell them, I say, don't be going out having sex with these women, because these women, and hopefully they ain't having sex with males, because they liable to get in big trouble in that country. These women are carrying bacteria that your body's not used to. It's not saying that they're pregnant, it's just a known fact. You come from a different part of the world. And that's just the way it is. Hell, look what happened to Hawaii. Hell, the Native Americans gave the settlers dysentery, porpoise, or should we say flicker, gave people tuberculosis from Africa. That's the way good old nature does. When that female is giving birth, when her water breaks and that baby is baptized in it, when it comes out into the world, that protects them from the bacteria in the air that's waiting to jump on them. So life in all its different forms is a constant struggle of the survival of the fittest. It's just the way it is. Even in the reproductive system process itself, where a male ejaculates into a woman, where them sperm cells are being attacked by her immune system. And only the one, the strongest, can swim past the obstacles and the pursuits of that immune system that's trying to kill it. And the strongest one makes it to the prize, the egg.
That's where life is. I'm telling you that you're genderist now, because you should know that a woman can get a man pregnant now. Somehow an egg can swim to the sperm.
Well,
remember, Brandon Lee realized it.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes to tell you that even two males having sex and you deposit sperm in somebody's rectum, that sperm goes swimming and all of a sudden it runs into a big old turd. Think about it. That wasn't designed to be like that. Nor was it designed to be deposited down someone's throat where it had to swim through that acid in your stomach, which, I mean, it's just destroyed. We live in a complicated world. We are complicated beings, mammals, and we do the best we can, and we're lucky, because no matter how much preparation you put into it, at the end, you got to have a dash or two of luck in order for it to work out as intended. Many times it do, Sometimes it doesn't.
Amanda, you have any thoughts on this?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay.
Well, what do you got new for Broccoli Man coming up here in the near future?
I wish I can say there is new stuff because I just take what scenes and characters are pre-made, and I just work with that. And I ask on a regular basis. They haven't given an update. The normal.com has not had any website update in 2 years, so I don't have anything new to share other than just me having conversations.
Yeah. What do you think about the New York mayor going down to the border, wanting to take a look for herself to see what the heck's going on?
Eric Adams is going to do that? That would be hilarious.
I think so, too.
Hey, that might turn him Republican. No, nobody's gone down to see that border.
Uh-huh. And Lightfoot is complaining, but I thought that the city of Chicago named itself as a refugee state, a city, a refugee place. Eric Holder named California, the whole state, as being that way.
Well, they can enjoy it.
If I was Abbott, I'd take them back down to the border because you're inserting these undocumented people into the interior of country. Hell, they're going to multiply like rabbits. And that offspring is going to have the same ideology being raised in the household of the parents. So that's one way to change the political barometer of a country. Let it destroy itself, alter itself from within. It'll be a mutation to the umpteenth degree. I'm going to pull back and continue to listen, Proof.
Okay. Thank you, Bianchi. So, Amanda, do you have anything else you want to go over?
Oh, no, I was just reviewing some of my health information for... I'm currently stocking up on some different products, and I wanted to make sure I had my list complete before I start my little search. I am trying to buy local as much as possible. Sadly, Amazon is quite convenient. And I say sadly because I try to buy local every chance I get. But I am going to buy an otoscope, if you're familiar with those. The little device that looks inside ears. So that's what the doctor would look in your ear to see what's going on. And so I have several different medical type devices that I have been collecting over the last at least 2 years. Since 2020 came around and had me thinking about what I need to have on hand myself. And so I have different devices, and this is an otoscope, only $25, $28. And I'd like to buy one not at CVS, not at any of these other places that offer the current gene therapy, as you call it, and it's been a little bit more difficult to find. But so now I'm on the hunt. I just was looking around local shops online to see if I could find something to choose from. But I do have my own little medicine cabinet outside of all of my herbal remedies, my homeopathics, and of course my nutritional type of remedies, and
things that might come in handy, say if there were an emergency, if someone was deathly ill, and I'll give anybody this information. If they want to contact me, I can give you the actual cleanse that you can do outside of anything like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. What you're dealing with is a parasitic overgrowth, and that's why people see that ivermectin works for the current fake virus that people believe is causing the illness. And so I have done extensive research and came across it through Dr. Andrew Kaufman. Nobody's heard his name before. Please look him up. He is definitely one of my personal gurus and heroes in this health, in the alternative holistic health realm. And he brought to my attention a parasitic cleanse by the Detox Dew. And it doesn't sound very official until you get in there and see all their information. So look up Dr. Andrew Kaufman and the Detox Dude's Parasitic Cleanse. And after going through all that research and study as to why people want to do ivermectin for a virus, that's where I came to the conclusion I would have those ingredients on hand. And so the three ingredients that you want to have in case your body decides that you're going to have some sort of pneumonia reaction to this parasitic overgrowth, you want turpentine, not the kind that you use to strip furniture. This is pine oil, and it's been used for centuries in different cultures, and you can find it food grade. Of course, I got mine off Amazon. Sadly, I couldn't find it in any local shop. But it's pure, and it's organic, and it's considered something you can consume. Also, castor oil, another a great remedy that's been used for many, many years in other cultures and even in the United States as well. And find those with distilled water, and you drink those you drink them back-to-back, and it will cause your body to dump parasites. And we're talking flukes and other eggs of parasites. And our bodies contain parasites, something just like bacteria, germs, our bodies contain those naturally. We have that as we come into the world, and our bodies know when we're under attack by, say, whatever environmental toxin that we're coming in contact with. The parasites that we contain and the bacteria and germs that we contain within our body will then be an acid to break down the toxins to get rid of the waste out of the body. And if you're not able to detox quickly enough, you'll often find yourself in a situation where you've got quote-unquote pneumonia. And, of course, they call that COVID pneumonia now. So you do this parasitic cleanse. Pardon?
COVID pneumonia. I haven't heard of that yet.
Yes. Yeah, that's what they're calling it now. So it's pneumonia, but now it's COVID pneumonia. And you do this detox with the castor oil and the turpentine and the water, then that will help you dump out the parasites. And people who do ivermectin will say, gosh, I feel better. I felt better within hours. You'll have that same reaction with this cleanse as well, but you don't need to go searching for ivermectin anywhere or hydroxychloroquine. You don't have to take anything that's toxic like that. And ivermectin is toxic. There's a reason why. It's meant to kill off this overgrowth in your body. And instead, you're using something that's closer to nature. And I prefer things that are closer to nature anytime that I can. But, of course, you're in a bad situation. Sometimes you have to take drastic measures. So I also got I'm not going to remember what it's called on the sudden, a nebulizer. There we go. A nebulizer.
Okay.
And you can also nebulize food-grade hydrogen peroxide, which I do have on hand. I keep it in the refrigerator. And you dilute that to 3%. And then also Lugol's iodine. And you mix those together in some distilled water and you can nebulize that. There's a certain formula that you want to use, and I'd rather not put that over the air. If somebody wants to contact me, I can give you the specific directions on all of these cleanses, how much and how often you would want to do it. And you can actually help your lungs to open up and expel the tight, basically your lungs are getting glued from the inside, and that's why it's hard to breathe with the new fangled COVID pneumonia. If you've dumped out the parasites and you're also opening up your airways and letting your lungs move, that's when you can rid yourself of the waste. So a good productive cough is what you're after with that. The nebulizing will help with that. And those are the things I keep on hand. So some of the other devices, I mentioned the otoscope that I'm just trying to get all of those things in my home so I can use them. I have grandkids. Of course, you know I'm a kindergarten teacher, but I also have a pretty extensive clientele that I work with, and some of them are, in fact, right now I'm working with three people who are dealing with the side effects of the gene therapy, as you call it, and I am having them do Dr. Midday's, oh, well, and other doctors have recommended this, and so do the detox dudes, the alfalfa bath cleanse, and so I'm getting reports back this week on how that's working for them, because they technically feel like they've got the nanotech in their bodies at this point that comes through the injections. And so you can do that with Epsom salt, borax, and organic alfalfa. My one client I have her doing, she won't mind me sharing this, but I just have her doing the alfalfa because she is currently, her vitality is quite weak. She's done many other things to try to boost it. And so instead of doing the borax and the Epsom salt, which are great, so I'm not saying that it's not great, really what I want to do is have the alfalfa bath for her until her vitality is boosted. So I've got her drinking organic aloe vera juice and then also doing the alfalfa bath. And she reported that. Some pretty interesting results, which I probably shouldn't share, but things are going well, and we're going to talk again this week with my two other clients and see how they're going. But it's very interesting stuff that I'm seeing, and please, anybody, look at Dr. Thomas Cowan and Dr. Andrew Kaufman and find what they are recommending for people to do currently to resolve both the fake Lyris COVID thing that does not exist, and then also the side effects of the injections. Pretty fascinating stuff, and so far I've seen great results with my clients. And so what Dale explained to you, as anybody who's interested in looking that up, is when we are we have a new toxin or poison that's introduced into the environment, our bodies naturally have a reaction. So yes, there's a point where any human, any animal as well, will have that opportunity to have something that's a new toxin or poison that's in the environment, and they will have to now gain a new ability to meet that attack. And I don't want to say immune system, because immune systems don't actually exist. That is a body way of coming to terms with your current environment. And so it's a whole detox system from the, if you want to call it a system, it's more of a detox process. The body has several ways of detoxing. And, of course, liver, kidneys, skin, and our lungs. Oh, our lungs, and I have to throw this in. When I worked in an integrated medicine clinic. We did a lot of functional medicine. And the clinic I worked in started offering stem cell injections for joint pain and such. And I went through the whole training and was trained directly by the manufacturer of the stem cells. And they proved time and time again that when you get these injections, say you get it in your knees, 70% or more of the stem cells go to your lungs. It doesn't matter if your lungs are in great shape or not. Your body sends that to your lungs so that you might be able to expel the toxins. And that doesn't mean the toxins are contagious. That just means your body's trying to get rid of the excess waste. And your lungs are one big detox organ in your body. So an immune system is technically more of a detox process through the body, and that's why you'll find it in, say, like Chinese medicine or anything that's Eastern view. They will never say to you, oh, your immune system's weak. What they'll say is your vitality through these organs is compromised. And so when Western medicine treats the spleen for blood and immune system, quote unquote, in Eastern medicine, they treat the spleen meridian for digestion. And so that's the two kind of combined there with the Western and the Eastern view to bring into the detox process anytime you're faced with something that is a new toxin or poison, your body's going to have to now meet that attack somehow. And how are we going to do that? You know, if you are toxic through things that you consume, including your own thoughts. If your thoughts are toxic, then you are compromised. So it doesn't make your immune system weak. It makes your ability to match or meet the new attack, it compromises that. And so Dr. Cowan and Dr. Kaufman have some really great information out there. Look at them and also the Detox Dudes, and you'll be floored. Your mind will be blown of what you can do naturally in your own life, how you can take control of your own health rather than having to be worried everywhere you go that someone sick is shedding on you. Even if they've been jabbed with the DNA therapy or the gene therapy, if you're concerned people are shedding on you, there are so many ways that you can actually feel confident, whether it's through keeping your detox process clean and pure, or whether it's just your mindset of you're not afraid, you're not scared. You don't have to walk through any environment and worry that somebody's going to shed spike proteins on you. You'd be amazed at how little you actually will contract from somebody. We're talking if you have a blood infusion, if you have some kind of injection, you can definitely bypass your body's natural defenses. Mindset has a lot to do with how you walk through that. If you walk into an environment with fear that something's going to attack you biologically, you may be compromised. So instead, walking through your life feeling as though you are in control of that makes a huge difference on your health. And so in my practice with my clients, I've decided that mostly you feel like you're prepared. You stock up on the things that you feel that would give you security, especially in emergencies. And then also treat yourself like you love yourself. Seriously, it like anybody you love, if you have children and you care about their health and well-being and you do everything for them, you should also be treating yourself the same way. So drinking good water, eating good food, getting sunshine and clean air, grounding yourself. You know, I'm a big fan, huge fan of grounding. And I know when I haven't been grounding enough, boy, I feel it. And so, yeah, that's my little spiel. I have my kindergartners pretty well convinced of being outside and being in the dirt, touching the trees. I don't let them take their shoes off because most parents don't like them to have their shoes off. But honestly, they're out there touching all the natural. There are no screens in my kindergarten classroom, as you know. We don't do computers at all. We don't do iPads, phones, whatever. We play music for songs, and there's no video time. So we're out getting grounded. We're drinking water. We're getting sunlight and fresh air as best as we can. I mean, you know, of course. So I've got myself pretty well stocked up. I'm just picking up a few items. So if you ever hear of any, like, great company that I can order from that I can get other similar devices, say, like, the nebulizer and the otoscope, I'd be so interested. Anybody out there know where I can order other than Amazon? I would welcome that.
Yeah, I don't have one personally.
I know. I used
I
to have
know.
A
Vita Cost. Vita Cost might have some of that stuff, but I doubt it.
Vita Cost, yeah. I've ordered things from them before, but it's been a long time ago. Mostly now when I order, I was ordering some herbs from them, but now I have wholesale accounts with most of my herb companies, so I just order directly from them. But yeah, I'd prefer not to order off Amazon. It would be great to go into a local shop and
have to use Amazon, I hope you use us for Amazon Smile.
I do. I actually, right now, I have, let's see, yes, Barefoot is legal, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Where is that? Because I changed it. I did have it donating to another nonprofit, but I changed it after I started talking to you. So I do have to get my ink from them for my specialized printer, but yes. Yes, well, that's where I'm at. That's when I was listening to the two of you talk, I was just making sure that I have everything I need at my fingertips for any emergency that might arise. And who knows? Who knows what we have to prepare for at this point? I'd like to think that I'm as prepared as I can be, but we know that it could be, yeah, we could be in big trouble. All it would take, really, honestly, is for them to shut off the electricity, and I could definitely be in trouble.
Well, if they shut down the electric grid, I think most of the U.S. is in trouble.
True.
And they'll just blame whoever they feel like blaming.
Very true. That is very true. And I do try to keep my food storage stocked up pretty well. I have been ordering, of course, from Marty. Thank you for telling me about them. So I order from them every couple of weeks, and Misfits every week. And so I'm able to keep myself pretty well stocked. And I do have a dehydrator that I use. I don't do a lot of canning, bottling of things, but I'm very much more, as you know, I'm plant-based, so I do a lot of tons of vegetables and fruits. And my dehydrator, if you've never had dehydrated bananas, you're missing out. Oh, dehydrated bananas are candy to me. Oh, so good.
That reminds me, I have to bring you some rambutans when I come by next weekend.
Yes.
Don't let me
forget. I'd love that. Yeah, I still haven't heard back from Sunny. I'm sure that it's just busy time, so I'm imagining that the 1 o'clock slot is still going to be, that would be 1 o'clock Utah time.
Yes.
Assuming that's still going to be good, but I'll wait till if I don't hear back from him tomorrow, I'll stop in, because I work, seriously, like, down the street from there.
Okay.
It won't be too hard for me to stop in and see what's up. They're an awesome restaurant, and amazingly, they're not overcrowded, which I'm surprised, because their food is good, they're wonderful people, the service is great, and I just absolutely adore that place. But I don't know, I guess everybody they like to go to, they have an In-N-Out, and that In-N-Out burger place, you can drive by there at like 1 a.m., and there is a huge line through the parking lot for the drive-thru.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Well, there's not a new In-N-Out, right? It's the one in front of Natural Grocers, I think.
Yes. Yeah, it's down in that same vicinity.
Yeah.
And I use that intersection quite a bit. My office is probably about half a mile from there, and it doesn't matter what time of day or night, there's always a huge line. I just, yeah, I've never eaten there ever in my whole life, so it's just, I have my, like, four places that I go. But if you like Indian food, I highly recommend turmeric for the smaller luncheon thing, and then Red Fort for a sit-down dinner. Oh, Red Fort, Indian food, incredible.
So I do have a J.P. Sears I wanted to share regarding that Brandon
awesome.
Speech.
Ooh, yeah.
He wrote one as the guy that believes Brandon's speech.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans quote a clear and present danger to our democracy.
Hey, man. Okay. What's up?
What are you doing?
What every sensible American who hates their country and loves their government should be doing. I'm trying to protect myself from all those dangerous extremist Trump-supporting Republicans we've been told to worry about.
What are you talking about?
Didn't you watch Biden's speech? Let me fill you in. It turns out that you and I and our democracy are in grave danger. Biden broke the news that the greatest threat to our republic are Trump-supporting Republicans, which in a campaign of Biden against Trump happens to be all Republicans. Those people are violent monsters. Before, I just mistakenly thought they were my fellow Americans who happened to think differently than me about some things and vote differently. But when the commander-in-chief told me to think about them as dangerous extremists, I realized I had been thinking about them incorrectly. Now I have a more sensible point of view of just thinking about them as the enemy of the state. You can tell how dangerous they are because in an effort to unite the country, Biden divided the country against the enemy, which is half the country. And only once divided, then the country can unite against the enemy, which is half the country. And get this, while President Biden spoke, he had Marines standing behind him. And we know a president only has military behind him during the speech when we're at war to symbolize the military force that we can use against the enemy. So clearly, the Republicans are the enemy.
You really think they're all dangerous extremists?
I do now. Biden's press secretary, I forget her name, black lady, lesbian, she even said that if you don't think like the majority of Americans, then you're the extremist.
If that's true, Biden's approval rating is only 38%, which means the vast majority of Americans think differently than him, which implies that the people that agree with Biden's thinking would be the extremists.
Yeah, I thought about that, but the president didn't bring that up during his speech, so it's probably just like an invalid perspective during wartime. But what he did say is these dangerous Republicans are semi-fascists, and we know how dangerous fascists are. Just look at what they've done throughout history to take power away from the people. They silence their political opposition. They weaponize federal institutions to hunt their political opponents while protecting themselves against investigation for corruption. They censor their citizens. They constantly inundate them with state-sponsored propaganda. They label voters for their opposition as a threat to society. And they impose restrictions on their citizens that rob them of their liberty.
Do you know that Biden's done all of those things?
Probably just a coincidence, but could you imagine if Republican extremists did even one of those things? That would be fascism. Not good. That's why we're instructed about the dangers of those people.
That kind of talk reminds me of something. Are you aware of the 10 stages of genocide?
Yeah, I'm not stupid. We're currently at stage 6.
Has that ever concerned you?
Not concerned at all, because I listen carefully. The administration says they're protecting our democracy. So it just happens to be that the 10 stages of genocide are the same as the 10 stages of protecting a democracy. And we're at stage 6, so we're starting to get really well protected. And I'm hoping we can get to stage 7 by midterms.
So you just believe everything Biden said in his speech?
Yeah, without even thinking about it. Once he emerged from the shadows and started speaking with a blood-red background, I was already under a fear response, which made it so the information he was saying just went in and stuck without any interference from my rational discernment.
Did you notice the classical way to hypnotize a person or induce a large group of people into mass formation psychosis?
I don't know that much about football plays and formations, but I don't think that has anything to do with this. And I don't know who has time to worry about football when we should be busy being scared of the dangerous Republicans. This is wartime. You know what? I'll be honest with you. I feel kind of foolish. I've got neighbors over there. They're Trump voters. And dummy me, I've let my guard down when I've been around those dangerous extremists.
That older couple over there?
No. Don't make eye contact. Might provoke them to strike. They're always posing as this sweet old couple, kind and friendly to your face, going out of their way to help you. Now I understand it's just an act. And guess what? I don't think they've ever broken character. That's how deceptive they are. Conniving extremists. But no more fooling me now. Thanks to Biden's speech, I will correctly see them as the enemy that wants to harm me and our democracy.
Are you sure that's the right way to think about that?
100%. The easy way to tell that's the correct way to think about that is because after someone else told me to think that, in this case, the President of the United States, he shook hands with air again. He always does that after he says something really important. It's just his way of showing that what he just said is absolute dependable truth. Think about that. What's up, freedom lovers? President Brand.
All right, so I figured that might be something fun just to play.
Yeah, I love JP. I've seen him live. He is hilarious.
Where'd you see him at?
In Utah, actually, what's the name of the place? It's in northern Utah, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Pretty popular comedy. No. It's a pretty popular comedy club.
Oh, okay.
Rodney Norman opened for him. Rodney was hilarious. He was almost funnier than JP, in my opinion, but yeah, he was pretty great. Oh, it'll come to me. Shoot. Of course, I'm not going to remember because I want to. Yeah, he's pretty good live.
So there's one other clip I want to get into here. Louis Gohmert from Texas. He put in a bill to get rid of the Democrat Party in comparison to the Democrats trying to get rid of the Republicans.
Raising a question of the privileges of the House, whereas on July 22nd, 2020, House Resolution 7573 was brought to the House floor for a vote with the purpose of eliminating 4 specific statues or busts from the United States Capitol, along with all others that include individuals who, quote, served as an officer or voluntarily with the Confederate States of America or the military forces or government of a state while the state was in rebellion against the United States, unquote, yet failed to address the most ever-present historical stigma of the United States Capitol. That is the source that so fervently supported, condoned, and fought for slavery that was left untouched, but without whom the evil of slavery could never have continued as it did to such extreme that it is necessary to address here in order for the U.S. House of Representatives to avoid degradation of historical fact and blatant hypocrisy for generations to come. Whereas the Democratic Party platform of 1840, 1844, 1848, 1852, and 1856 states, quote, that Congress has no power under the Constitution to interfere with or control the domestic institutions of the several states, and that such states are the sole and proper judges of everything appertaining to their own affairs, not prohibited by the Constitution, that all efforts of the abolitionists or others made to induce Congress to interfere with questions of slavery are calculated to lead to the most alarming and dangerous consequences, and that all such efforts have an inevitable tendency to diminish the happiness of the people and endanger the stability and permanency of the Union, and ought to, not to be countenanced by any friend of our political institutions, unquote. Again, from the Democratic Party platform of those years. Whereas the Democratic Party platform of 1856 further declares that new states to the Union should be admitted, quote, with or without domestic slavery as the state may elect, unquote. Whereas the Democratic Party platform of 1856 also resolves that, quote, we recognize the right of the people of all the territories to form a constitution with or without domestic slavery. Whereas the Fugitive Slave Law of 1850 penalized officials who did not arrest an alleged runaway slave and made them liable for a fine of $1,000, which is about $28,000 in present-day value. Law enforcement officials everywhere were required to arrest people suspected of being a runaway slave on as little as a claimant's sworn testimony of ownership. The Democratic Party platform of 1860 directly, in seeking to uphold the Fugitive Slave Act, states that, quote, the enactments of the state legislatures to defeat the faithful execution of the Fugitive Slave Law are hostile in character, subversive of the Constitution, revolutionary in their effect, unquote. The Democratic Party platform, again. Whereas the 14th Amendment giving full citizenship to freed slaves passed in 1868 with 94% Republican support, 0% Democratic support in Congress. The 15th Amendment giving freed slaves the right to vote passed in 1870 with 100% Republican support and 0% Democratic support in Congress. Whereas Democrats systematically suppressed African Americans' right to vote by the specific example in the 1902 Constitution of the State of Virginia, actually disenfranchised about 90% of the black men who still voted at the beginning of the 20th century and nearly half of the white men, so they suppressed Republican voters as well. The number of eligible African American voters were thereby forcibly reduced from about 147,000 in 1901 to about 10,000 by 1905. That measure was supported almost exclusively by Virginia Democrats. And whereas the Virginia 1902 Constitution was engineered by Carter Glass, the future Democratic U.S. Representative, Senator, and Secretary of Treasury under Democrat President Woodrow Wilson, who proclaimed the goal of the Constitutional Convention as follows, quote, this Democrat exclaimed, quote, discrimination, why, this is precisely what we propose. That's exactly what this convention was elected for, to discriminate to the very extremity of permissible action under the limits of the federal Constitution with a view toward elimination of every, and I won't use his word, but African-American voter, who can be gotten rid of legally, unquote, which was said by a Democrat and applauded by his fellow Democrats. Whereas 1912, Democratic President Woodrow Wilson's administration began a racial segregation policy for U.S. government employees, and by 1914, the Wilson administration civil service instituted the requirement a photograph be submitted with each employment application. And whereas the 1924 Democratic National Convention convened in New York City at Madison Square Garden, the convention commonly was known as the Klan Bake due to the overwhelming influence of the Ku Klux Klan in the Democratic Party. And whereas in 1964, the Democratic Party led a 75 calendar day filibuster against the 1964 Civil Rights Act, whereas leading the Democrats in their opposition to civil rights for African Americans was a member of the Democratic Party, Senator Robert Byrd from West Virginia, who was a known recruiter for the Ku Klux Klan, whereas Democrats enacted and enforced Jim Crow laws and civil codes that forced segregation, restricted freedoms of black Americans in the United States, whereas on June 18, 2020, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ordered the removal from the Capitol portraits of four previous speakers of the House who served in the Confederacy, saying that these portraits, quote, set back our nation's work to confront and combat bigotry, unquote. The men depicted in the portraits were Democrat Robert M. T. Hunter, Democrat Howell Cobb, Democrat James L. Orr, and Democrat Charles F. Crist. Resolved that the Speaker of the House of Representatives shall remove any item that names, symbolizes, or mentions any political organization or party that has ever held a public position that supported slavery or the Confederacy from any area within the House wing of the Capitol or any House office building, and shall donate such item or symbol to the Library of Congress, and two, that any political organization or party that has ever held a public position that supported slavery or the Confederacy shall either change its name or be barred from participation in the House of Representatives.
Anyway, it got a little boring, but he put in a bill to get rid of the Democrat Party because of their slavery background.
Right. You'll never hear that, though. You'll never hear that reported upon, that the Democratic Party was considered the slavery party.
Oh, and they were mad when the Civil Rights Act was about to happen. They didn't want that to go on because they want to be able to segregate people. That's how they gain their power.
Yep. That's right. And it's still going on now, but of course they'll point the finger at anyone else to take the focus off their own party. So, that would be interesting to see. So you eliminate the Democratic Party, you're left with the Republican Party, and so perhaps
you've got the
Libertarian
Party, you've got the Green Party, you've got the Constitution Party.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Whereas
perhaps
Democrats tried to ban everybody else and you can only vote Democrat, that's what they want.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that at least one of those other parties would have a better chance of, I don't want to say competing, but at least it wouldn't be a constant barrage of the Democratic Party overreach and domination. It would be nice to see a libertarian movement.
I don't see a libertarian winning any election anytime soon for the presidency, though.
That's true. However, if they were the Dem Party was out of the picture, maybe. Wouldn't it be great? I would wish.
This is sad because I'm not against a political party, but at the same time, if they're promoting out-and-out communism and they're promoting everybody get rations and live like third-world slaves, I can't get with that, and I will protest that.
Mm-hmm. Same. Yes. I wouldn't mind seeing that party go away. And I wonder how much support that senator would have on introducing a bill like that. Of course, how many politicians would be very much against that because that's their party. That's how they ride the Democratic Party to their fortune. And they are paid way too much. So, yes, when I say fortunes, I mean it.
All right, well, we got like 4 minutes left here. Is there anything else that we might want to go over or anything you want to cover before we get out?
No, the only thing I'm researching currently, besides, I told you I'm getting all my stores complete with the different devices, I am looking into there's a specific term. So if anybody's listening, look up Brown's gas. It is electrolyzed water, and there is a device that will electrolyze a water molecule to the point where it creates a hydro gas. It's definitely safe because it's under the 4%, and I've been looking at buying one. They're not cheap. They're $2,500, but I'm looking at what it does for health benefits. So that's really been a big focus of my research lately. I've watched lots of videos, and I have a son who's a chemist. He works in a chemistry lab, and he's a supervisor. And I'm waiting to hear back on him as to how electrolyzing water would, what it would do for health purposes. And, of course, health is my focus, and that's where I would like to see how this device would work. As far as you drink the water, and then you also inhale this water gas for different health purposes. And so I wanted his chemistry knowledge to help me break it down. But, yeah, that's really all I've got. If anybody wanted to look it up, you might have your mind blown on that one.
Okay. Well, I admit that I've never researched it.
Right. It's something I came across. There's a YouTube channel. They're actually also on Telegram and Rumble, and I think they're on Odyssey as well, and they have their own platform, their own video platform as well, and that is Alpha Vedic, and it's two guys who operate this cult-based program, and they grow huge gardens, and they interviewed somebody, and the guy mentioned this device, and it just piqued my interest. Anytime I hear plasma, electric, and water all in the same sentence, I am quite intrigued. So this is what happens. I get these interesting topics that come across, and then I have to research it until I can't find any more information. So it's been quite fascinating. That's all I got tonight.
Okay. Well, we just got the 90-second buzzer, so I'll go ahead and get myself out of here. Thank you for being here, Amanda. I'm looking forward to next week with you. Of course, I'll be here tomorrow. Everybody, please support the other shows on Freedomizer. It's not just the Fruit Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, and remember, only you can defend forest fires. I am Fruit Negative, and I am Fruit Negative.